Now the Mishnah says, "Ha'moicher es sodayu b'shas hayoyvel." If you makdish, you feel when yovel is noig, is a nemuta legal focus mishteishonim. You can't redeem it back less than 2 years. For 2 years, it has to stay. In other words, again, ha'moicher, if you sell your field when the time of yovel is noig, so the first 2 years you can't redeem it back. A nemuta legal focus mishteishonim. Shneva the pasuk says, "V'mispar shnei tuos." Like it has to stay by the buyer for at least 2 years. Then after that, then the one that sold it has a right to come back and say, "I want to buy it back." These are lachas of a stay, achuza. Now, hoisa shenashidof, let's say one of the years was a year shenashidof and we reckon that there was a bad crop. It got hit by shidof and there was a hurricane there that ruined the crop. Or shnash shvius, and one of the year was shmita that you can't plant, is then oil and minyan, it doesn't go part of the minyan. That's to be 2 years that you could grow crop. Nor, let's say the owner, stam, just plotted but did not seed it, or else like Yavira just left it empty, oil and minyan, that's his fault, he should have planted then, that's called part of the minyan. Somebody sells it to you right before Rosh Hashanah, machon al lefei Rosh Hashanah, vi malayi peres is full of teres, sometimes you have right to eat three crops in the 2 years. Because here you got a full of crops, and the next 2 years you have another two crops. There's a way you can eat three crops in the 2 years. The Chiddush is, even though later when you come to redeem it back, you're going to take off just for 2 years' crops, not for the third year crop that he got right away. Now the Mishnah says, "Ha'moicha sodei pisol yifil v'shas ha'yoyvel izein agoya l'katon." The Mishnah does not say that you cannot redeem it during the first 2 years. It says, rather, "Ela'ena mutu migol." It's like it's not mutu, it's also to do it. Alma, what do we see? K'sar v'yol di surinam yika. These are lach of the stay achuza field that you yashin that's yours from your father. So if you sell it to somebody else, the lach is the first 2 years you have no right to buy it back from him. After 2 years pass by, then if you, the original merchant, wants to buy it back, even though he doesn't want to give it to you, you have a right to force him to give it back to you. But his first 2 years, you have no right to buy it back. So with Dashin now, not only Stam can't you force him to, like if he doesn't want to, you have no right to do it, but you're not even supposed to go to Chidu, like to try and show him money to ask him to do it. It's an Issa. Alma Ksava Isura Namika. The Afilu Kerkusha Izuza Namiyasi. Can't even just show him the money as if to get him aroused to try and make him sell to you. Not only the moicher, the one that sold this over in Yisra'asei, not to buy it back. The Sivit says the mitzvah shnei tuas. Yimachlokoi sold it to you for at least for 2 years. He has the right to get it back before 2 years. El afilu lakech nami. Even lakech, the one that bought it also, koi b'yesei. He's also over in Yisra'asei if he would give it back less than 2 years. Debinin shonim tikna. Like he bought it for 2 years. So you have that Rashi says the mispa shonim achriyavu tikne. The mashma shetei kenu yaloi shtei shonim. That lakeh, the one that bought it off, the stei achuzo, he has to hold on to it for at least for 2 years. And he gives it back before that, he's over this Yisra say. So just that's the lakeh, he's supposed to leave it there for at least 2 years. Now the Gemara says, it can learn like this. Hamoicha sedei yu bishnasa yevu. That's when somebody sells his field, a field on the year of Yevil itself. As a machlokes, Rav Amarav says, Mechura v'yetze. It's called Mechura, but it goes out right away. It goes out at the end of the year. It goes away. But it says, B'yevil, B'zeh lakech, even my son. The one that spends the money loses his money, but it's called the Mechira. Shemul lama, ain't a Mechura kalik, it's not called the Mechira at all, and therefore you have to give the money back. So, my time with the Shemul, what's the reason of Shemul? Kal v'choyma. Ma mechura kvar ma the field that was sold from before yovel, yotze goes out on yovel. So shein the mechura field that was not sold yet, ain't it isn't that the svara says like timoch he can't sell it on yovel. So that's Shmuel svara. Ule Rav the Gemara asks a question. Le'amrina kavuchayim. How could Rav not say this kavuchayim? If you have like this, I have a tanya we learned a similar kavuchayim that Rav agrees to. He learned like this. Yochai would have thought to say. Poor father has a right to sell his daughter when she's an ara. Amata taya kal v'chayma. No, oma mechura kvar. If a father sold his daughter before she was an ara, yotza she goes out. Benara says simonim. She goes out from the odon. Achshav shein mechura. The father did not sell her yet. Ein adin isn't it a svara to say shlo tumach? He has no right to sell her for no maria. So who you see such kal v'chayma at this? So you're also, how could Rav say you have a right to sell a field on karka on Yovel? I ain't see it's on Yovel. So Rav says, Hosamoy Hodra Mizdavna, by your own daughter, once she becomes a Nari, you can't sell her anymore. But Hochov here by this karka, Hodra Mizdavna, you have a right to sell it later after Yovel. So since you could sell it later, he also is called the Mechira right now. Just a locker is, Yovel takes it out, so the Lekech Lamaisa loses his money. Rav says, Mesa, I have a question. Says like this, Achar ha-yoyvol, Meisvei, Achar ha-yoyvol, Shonim tikna. That after Yev you should buy it with 2 years, Malan comes teach us over here, She moichrin samach li-yoyvol, you have right to sell it far samach li-yoyvol. So Rashi says like this, Achar ha-yoyvol is a mashram, Achar ha-yoyvol miyad, right away. Shonim tikna, Shim tikna sada tebi yotcha, stay shonim, if you bought it, should be in your rishus, at least for 2 years, by korcha shamoicha. If Ilu writes lufdais, even though he wants to redeem it, still it has to stay there for at least 2 years. So that's what we dash in Achra Yevil shonim tikna, means malamed, shamoichrim, you could sell your field, samach liyevil, right before Yevil. Muflig mina Yevil, when I had like to sell your field a long time away from Yevil. Time lame, but it says, Lufi Rav Hashonim, Lufi Mat Hashonim. So how many years, a lot or a small amount? Well, Vishnasa Yevil Atzav, the year of Yevil itself, Lo Yimach, you cannot sell it. For Yimach, Reina Machur, if you sell it, it's not Chal at all. So, Chos Akash and Rav. Amalach Rav, Rav says like this, Eina Machur means Lemispa Shnei Tuas. If you sell it on Yevil, it doesn't have the locha of the years to go. The Shnei, how many years of the crop you had? Ava Machur, but the Mechir is Chal right now, the Yotze goes out. Be is davnum is davnum. Take a brishusai. Ad basa yefl. It's a question. If you sold it, so the sale should be a good sale. It should be a good sale. It should stay in lakas brishus at least till the end of yovel. Or basa yovel after yovel nichlesh netua. Let him eat the 2 years worth of crop. For nehedra, then he'll return it back. So how come here Rav says like it's bought, it's a good mechir, but he has to give it back right away. Mila tana, didn't we learn? Ochlo shonachas on the 1 year before Yovel. That's all. If you bought the field the year before Yovel, so mashlim leshona acheres achra Yovel. Let you eat another year after Yovel. So you see, even though Yovel's in between, so what? You still have to eat your 2 years worth of crop. So you also, according to Rav, if you say you could sell your field on karka, you could sell your karka on Yovel, so then should be the karka you should be able to hold on to it for at least 2 years after Yovel and eat the crop of 2 years and then return it. So Mar says, no, the difference is, Hochom, Nochas, Achilo, Badir, Akoponim, you start, I think at least 1 year before Yovel. Therefore, you finish off another year. But Hochom, Nochas, Achilo, here, I didn't go down Achilo altogether. Since you sold it on Yovel, you can't eat, you can't plow on Yovel. Therefore, according to Rav, it's a good sale, you lose your money, but the Mechira, it goes back to the original owner. Amar Rav Onon, Shamat, Minei, De Mashmuel, Tata, I heard two Nochas from Mashmuel. Chodahach, one, this Alocha. Vida, the second was, Hamoich Rav the Levi Chum, you sell your Eveton of it to a guy. Or you have a chesel to the Chutz Lawrence. Yos the Cheres, the Knaas, the Eveton goes out free. Chod Hadri, one goes, Chod Hadri Zvini. For Chod Hadri Zvini, one goes back, the Zvini, one does not go back. Vladini wasn't sure I'm in nine, which one? Or Mavim Rav says, Nechena, let's see. Did a Tony, Brazil, and the Bryce, Hamoich Rav the Levi Chutz Lawrence, Yos the Cheres, so I get Shichra. Mi Rabbi Sheini, Shramina, me to correlate, the Rabbi Sheini, the Sheini Rabbi, Amal Hadri doesn't retract, it's a good Mechira. The Chikama Shmuel Hocha Eina Mechura Umoyes Chayzen. You know, over here it's Umoyes Chayzen. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on. We'll start again for the last Gemara again on the next day. We'll stop here. You're holding Daf Lamed Om and Aleph. Just do the last Gemara again on Daf Chof Tes on the base. The bottom Gemara was again 5 lines up was Omer Ravonan. Ravonan said like this: Shamat Minod De Mashmuel. I heard from Mashmuel. Tati, two halachas. Chodach, one is less halacha if you sell the karka on Yovel, the mechir is not chal at all. You can't sell karka on Yovel. Vido, the second halacha he heard over from Shmuel was that ha'moicher avdu levikachovim. If somebody sells his eved to a guy, you sell your eved, or else oy bechutz laretz, you sell your eved to somebody living in Chutz Laretz, knows you're living now in Eretz Yisrael, so you mechuyev in much more mitzvahs. Same thing, if the eved is by you, he does mitzvahs. If you sell him to a goy, he's going to stop doing mitzvahs there. Or you sell him to Chutz Laretz, also there won't be no such mitzvahs there. So lochur is yotz lecheres. The lochur is the knas that you sell your Eved. Novi Kechovim, so coin to noise a lochery is that you have to be poiderim, you have to redeem it back, and then you have to patir lecheris, you have to go and give him a shtar shichrom. Because since you're mafkiya for mitzvahs, and the same thing you make rabbi chutzlar, it's also just lecheris. See, there are two alochis. Now, choda hadri zvini, one of these two alochis is a lochery is hadri zvini, that it gets returned back. The choda lehadri zvini, one, the sale is not returned back. Means one of these two cases, even though the sale is bought, but you get the money back, let's say by Yovel, if you sell your field on Yovel, to say the mechir is bought, but the lekech, let's say, would get his money back. And in one case he holds no, the lekech does not get his money back. Now, v'lo yedan ha'minav, he's not sure which one the proid lekech gets his money back, and in one, which case here, if you sold your revit to someone in Chutzlaritz, that the lekech, you don't get your money back. Some Rabbi Yosef says like this, next year now, let's see, midetani b'braisa, since we're going to b'braisa like this, that ha'moyi chev avdoi b'chutzlaritz, if somebody sells his Eved to Chutzlaritz, outside Eretz Yisrael, yotz lecheris, he goes out free, the tzorah gets shichur, merabi sheni, but a second master is mechuyiv to give him a shtar shichur. So now, shema minim, here we have a good proof, that midekorele lisheni rabbi, since we call the second one his master, al moli hadri zvini, so he does not get his money back. In other words, it's not sound like a mekech tois. He doesn't get his money back, because if the second one would get his money back, so why is he called the rabbi? It's not, he never owned him. So since the second one is called the rabbi, we see the pshat that the sale took place, he does not get his money back. Therefore we see that when Shmuel says over here by Yovel, that if you sell your field, it's not called a good sale, the pshat is bought to the gamri, and therefore, the lekeach gets his money back. Now, Vimora says, so what's Shan Rav Anon? How can he even know what Shmuel meant to say? So, where is the Rav